It's your turn.
I'm Nora Wolf, and I'm 14 years old, and it's Thanksgiving in 2020, and I'm here interviewing my grandma, Barbara Galvin, who is 80 years old.
Hello, everybody. I'm Barbara Galvin. I'm 80, but I can't believe I'm 80 already, but I have a wonderful family, and we're here on Thanksgiving in Michigan, beautiful, looking out at a beautiful scene. It snowed yesterday, but today it's wonderful, and we're looking at two lakes, Lake Michigan and White Lake. Okay.
Okay. For the first question, what did you do for a career, and what was it like?
I was a teacher. My entire career was a teacher. When I was at Michigan State, I decided to be a teacher. And I did my student teaching in Birmingham, Michigan. And then I taught at many schools, ended up teaching at a college in Muskegon. Taught it, most of my years were at a high school, but I loved it being a teacher. And I wouldn't have changed anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what was the craziest thing that ever happened to you while teaching?
Well, of course, teachers all want to be a good role model, but one day I was in a hurry and didn't realize I was speeding because I got to the school, whipped into my parking space, and looked around, and there was a policeman right behind me with his lights on his car going and said that I had been speeding. Of course, the word spread, and by the time every class came in during the day, they knew about it, looking at me and saying, aha, you're a speeder, huh? And I felt so embarrassed because I couldn't say that I didn't do it, because I did.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. Crazy things happened, everyone. Okay. What was your childhood like?
Couldn't have been better. A mother and father who got along beautifully, loved things. They played golf together. We had a club nearby where we all swam together, and they encouraged us to be whatever we wanted to be. We all went to college, and I became a teacher, and my brothers went into different things. My brother Jamie, who was the youngest, didn't get a degree, but he had a very interesting life. Both of them are gone now, and I miss them very much.
That's really nice. What was my mom like growing up?
She was an adventurer. She was an athlete. She was a wonderful student. When she graduated, she got the award for the highest athletic achievement as well as the highest achievement in her grades, which was an amazing thing to get both of those things, but she's always been an amazing person.
Mm-hmm. What was it like growing up with two girls?
Different than boys, because boys are not as interested in what they look like when they go out the door in the morning to school. So we had to make sure that all the outfits were ready at night. Boys aren't interested in makeup or getting new dresses for dances. So there were lots of things different like that. But having children, whether they are boys and girls, is a marvelous thing.
Yeah, it is. Okay. What was the worst thing my mom ever did, if you could think of it?
Was it?
I was talking about my mom. You were like, when you were raising her, what was the worst thing she ever did?
Being so proud all the time and being involved in sports was something I never expected, having girls. I always thought, well, I'd like a boy because I love sports. My brothers were in sports. But I was amazed that with both of my girls, they were interested in sports. So I got to be at games just like having boys. It was great.
Mm-hmm. And then who is your biggest influence and then why?
My biggest influence was one of my grandmothers. Her name was Anne, and she was a teacher downtown Detroit and taught in a multiracial school. And she was so devoted to her students. Later on, when they got in high school, many of them ended up in prison. And they would write her, and she would write them back and help get them paroles and jobs when they got out. She did everything for her students. Tremendous influence in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sounded like a really nice person. And then that kind of leads to this question. What were your grandparents like? So, like, all of them.
Well, my grandfather, who was married to Anne, worked for the Detroit Times, downtown Detroit. He took the train down every day, just like your father does now.
Yeah.
Or used to.
Yeah, used to, until the COVID.
Before the COVID. And they had my grandmother living with them all their life. Mm-hmm. And my other grandparents were raised in farms, but they ended up living in Lansing, and he worked for Buick, a big car company, so they had a different mm-hmm. life then. So, but they were very old-fashioned. She never wore slacks. She just wore a house dress, and my grandfather walked to work every day. When he retired, he became a crossing guard.
Oh,
down,
really?
Mm-hmm, for the kids down at the school, down at the corner. But they were both just devoted to each other and to the families.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what is a mistake that you have made, and how have you learned from it? Just if you could think of anything. You can take a moment to think about it.
The biggest mistake I ever made was not getting a master's degree in education so I could become a principal. I really wanted to be, but I didn't. I had my regular degree, but I didn't go on to get my master's, and I felt that was a big mistake, but I had my children, and I was busy with other things.
Mm-hmm. And then how have you learned from that?
That if you want something badly enough, you should find a way to do it.
Yeah. That's okay. That's a good lesson. And then what is one moment in history that has affected your community, country, or world? Tell me about it.
The Vietnam War, and then the protest against the war. I think it started then that people in this country can protest and accomplish things. They've done it since the war, and I think that it was influenced by that.
Yeah.
The bad thing was, I think the Vietnam War and all the soldiers coming back are the ones that brought the drugs so much, because it was part of their life over there in order to survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What social movements have you lived through, and tell me more about them? Like, how did they affect you, or... You could talk more about the war.
No, I want to talk about people like Martin Luther King, the social movements of the racial inequality. And it's really affected us today because we don't have it as much, but we still have it, and I think we need to work on it more. But this new president coming, Joe Biden, that's one of his top priorities, and I think very highly of him for that.
Yeah. Because his vice president.
Right. Yeah. Well, he was. Now he'll be president.
Mm-hmm. And then, what are some of the most important lessons you have learned in life? Like, if you can think of a couple or one, it doesn't matter. Anything.
I think I've learned so many things from my parents and from my grandparents. I think what I have learned is, so many people look upon their parents as being not important, that they don't want to listen to them. But I think I listen to my parents, and I think that my children have children who listen to them. So that makes me very happy.
Mm-hmm. And then what was it like having COVID? Or what's it like living in this pandemic? For you, like, if you could describe it.
Well, I guess I didn't pay much attention to it until I was diagnosed with having it. Very luckily, I didn't have any symptoms through the 2 weeks that I was quarantine. I wasn't really sick. So I just waited for 2 weeks and then I was okay. Very different than many people who were very ill or died from it. I was very lucky with that. Now I'm happy and anticipating the fact that we have a vaccine coming out and hopefully we'll be able to get rid of this terrible thing.
Yeah, it really is terrible. Okay, and then what was the happiest moment of your life, if you could think of it, and describe it?
Oh, yes, I can think of it. I was married twice. The second marriage, I married Dave Gelbin, and that was the happiest moment in my life because he was a wonderful, wonderful husband.
It's okay. Yeah, and then...
And the worst thing that happened is when he died.
It's okay. Yeah, I understand that. That must have been really hard. But we have lots of great memories with him.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And he was a really great person. Okay, and then...
The regret one in there?
Oh, yeah. Do you have any regrets, and how would you have changed it?
Yes, I regret not going to India.
Oh. Yeah.
I think about that so much. I should have gone to India at the time when you all were over there. Mm-hmm. Because I never wanted to go by myself, and Dave, for some reason, was not interested in India. Mm-hmm. So I should have gone.
Yeah. India was, like, a really cool experience. Yes. But, yeah. I mean... You could probably see, like, pictures and stuff, and, like, you could probably envision yourself there, but...
Well, at the church I belong to, which is a Lutheran church, we had last year a couple who live in Grand Rapids come and speak about the fact that every year they go to India, there's a big Christian school in India that the Lutherans help support. Mm-hmm. So I thought I could have gone and done that, taught at the school.
Yeah.
But I didn't, so that was a regret that I had.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has regrets, but... Mm-hmm. Wait, which school did you teach at when you were a teacher?
Well, I started out teaching in a school in Southfield High School. And then I got married and I moved to Muskegon and taught at Muskegon High School. Mm-hmm. Then I taught at Muskegon... Or it was actually called White Lake School out in the country for people who did not graduate. And we had special school for them to get them their degrees. And then I taught at the college, Muskegon Community College, which was a wonderful experience. So I had a lot of different areas I taught at. I can't say that one was better than the other. It was just I was so lucky to have the opportunity to teach at all those different areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because being a teacher, I feel like it's really cool because you get to meet a lot of people.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So many different people.
Mm-hmm. And all of the kids. If you wanted to go back to one of these questions, you can look at them. If you want to go back to one of them and elaborate more, you can.
Number 10, through my grandmother Anne, through my different teaching experiences, the lessons I've learned is black people, white people, Asian people, they're all important.
Yeah.
And that movement of Black Lives Matter has been an important one in this country.
Mm-hmm. Like, really important.
Right.
And then, if you just see any more, just... If not, that's okay.
I can't think of one that I want to talk about more.
Yeah. Your life sounds like it's been really awesome and that you've experienced lots of things and that you've met a lot of great people.
You are right.
Yeah.
wonderful teachers, friends of mine, wonderful students. A lot of people in Whitehall used to say, "How do you stand to teach at Muskegon High School? There are black people that go there."
They said that?
They really said that. "You must be afraid." I said, "I'm never afraid. I never regretted it, and I was never afraid going into that school. They were wonderful."
That's good that you said that.
Yes.
And what would they say back?
Well, I suppose, but we know differently. They wouldn't believe me.
Yeah.
But I think my daughters experienced something that made them believe it was a good opportunity. We would go shopping in Muskegon, and practically every time we were there, we'd run into ex-students of mine who would stop and say, "How are you? I would know you any place. Remember, I was in the third row, second seat."
Oh, so they remembered your class
right, really well.
Yeah, they probably loved you as a teacher.
I think they did, and I loved them, but I think that your mother and Holly would say, "We can't go shopping in Muskegon. We can't get anything accomplished because you keep being stopped by your old students."
Yeah, because you met a lot of people, so you see them a lot.
A lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you for letting me interview you. And it was really great hearing about, like, your life and, like, everything that happened. And I hope to hear more if anything else happens sometime. So, yeah, thank you.
We'll have to do this again in 5 years and see how I am at 85.
Yep, we'll have to. Okay.